B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It's the 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. We're treating this, I guess, as a Friday. We have Sound Off coming your way. So if you want to join in on Sound Off, here's your last chance, 610-771-9705. The 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window, where you can take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, you're fighting Phils are currently in action. No? It's a rain delay still? Okay. It's a rain delay. They're at the top of the first, so rain delay. So that gave the press corps some time to talk to the general manager, I guess?
Yeah.
General manager Matt Klentak spoke a little bit, and I assume he was asked about the state of where they are right now.
They more asked him about specific guys.
They asking about Reese and Scotty?
Yes. Oh. So do you want, which one do you want first?
Let's go with Reese first. This is what the general manager has to say about Reese Hoskins.
It's not reflected in his season batting line yet, but I've been pretty encouraged by his at-bats in the last week. I mean, he's been running a strong walk rate from the beginning, as you guys know, and that's something he's done throughout his professional career. But I think his at-bats seem to indicate that he's more on time now than he had been previously. I know he hasn't hit one into the seats yet. I know yesterday he did something that was pretty uncharacteristic for him, and hitting three balls on the ground in a single game. I think amongst that, you're starting to see some really good on-time swings from him, and his swing decisions are still good. You know, he's taking balls and swinging at strikes for the most part. So I think as he continues to just gain more reps and stay on time, I think we're going to start seeing more results from him.
I don't have a problem with that. If I was a general manager, I'd say the same thing. I'd look at it as rosy as possible. He's gotten a couple of better swings. I don't think he's gotten an abundance of better swings because he's not hitting the balls in gaps and he's not hitting the long fly balls. So that tells me he's not getting good swings. So, I would soft pedal it too. I wouldn't want to bury the guy. He's got enough pressure right now, Hoskins. He's got enough of a confidence problem. Like if I hear my general manager's burying me, that's not going to do me any good confidence wise.
He doesn't have to bury. He can say, hey, you know, I'm sure he'll turn it around.
Yeah.
Don't give me that he's on time.
Yeah. Overly analytic there with his swings and his pitch recognition has not been as good as Klentak would lead you to believe there. Okay. So now we go to Scotty Jepex. Okay, here's what he has to say about Scottster.
We still view Scott as an everyday player, whether that's at second base or some other position. You know, right now, given his offensive struggles, given, you know, Bohm coming up, given the need for an extra capable defender in center field, I think this makes sense for the team right now. Scotty's always been a team guy. We expect he will continue to be so because that's the type of player and type of person that he is. And hopefully as we get him back into a groove and get healthy again, we can find him the regular reps.
So he's going to turn him back into a center fielder.
Uh huh. What do you think about that? You still on board with the GM?
No. That's a bad reaction. How many times do we hear them say that? Well, we'll see his true potential when we move him to his regular position, which is second base.
A lot,
right?
Uh huh.
Now he's struggling, but it's not like this Segura thing makes me crazy because he's in the way of everything. He's in the way with this big contract. They can't move him. So then they got to jangle everything else for that guy.
Mm-hmm. Now he's going to be your everyday second baseman for now. And he's got to deal with Jetpacks back being have to bring 100 gloves to the ball. And he has to carry his own gloves. Infield glove, outfield glove.
So that means Roman Quinn is bye-bye.
Well,
if they're going to play Jetpacks in center, he's going to play against left-handers, and Hayes is going to play against right-handers.
Yeah, I guess once he's back, yeah.
Did he say anything about his bullpen?
Yes.
He did.
And that just happens to be queued up right now.
Oh,
Mike.
Good. Okay, let's hear what the general manager said about the bullpen.
One of the things we need to do is just continue to establish some rhythm in our bullpen. I'm not going to pin all of the struggles on COVID and the layoffs or the players who themselves may have had COVID and were coming back from that. I don't know that to be the case. I know that, you know, velocities across the league are down. There are quite a few bullpens that are struggling in the early going. As much as there's a temptation to continue to do that, I think that sometimes can fly in the face of establishing the rhythm and allowing players to settle in. So it really is a balancing act of trying to make sure we're running out the best arms in the best situations, but also allowing the players to get comfortable.
You see, now I would call BS on that. That's BS. That's total BS. And see, that's where this is where a guy has to realize that he can't BS people forever. And that when asked a direct question about a bullpen where six guys have an ERA over 10, he's got to say something. We made some misjudgments and we're trying to fix it. End of story. Instead, he's going on to try to justify it. Come on, Matt. You can't justify it.
You can't.
Velocity is down. What are you looking at? Velocity is down all over baseball. What does that mean?
No other team has this many guys. You heard Jason Stark yesterday said their ERA with the lead is worse than anybody else's behind.
See, that's just embarrassing. And that's where I think, you know, I wasn't part of that. There had to be some kind of a follow-up to that. That's just a horse crap answer that the guy's going to give you to just tell you to go away. And you can't go away. You got to dig in there.
It's tough with the Zoom.
I guess it is. And maybe that's what's free in Klentak to say stuff like that.
And he talked about Bone and the plans about how often to play him as well.
Oh, he did. Okay, let's hear what he has to say about Akpom, who's in the lineup tonight, by the way.
Well, the plan is that he's going to play regularly. I mean, that's been the case for a while now, is that if we're going to call up a player like Alec, we want him to play every day. You know, obviously it'll be up to Joe to write out the lineup every day, but what you're going to see today is pretty indicative of what the next week or so will be like. Alec will play quite a bit at third. Seggy will move over and play some second. Kingery now will, you know, help us in a variety of different spots, but, you know, notably he may need to take down some reps in center field.
Well, listen, they're changing it up. It's not going to hurt to change it up, I guess. Kingery, boy, they gave him a long leash at second base.
They missed a week of the season. And I'm not a big Jetpacks fan. That's almost a slap in the face. First of all, he did have COVID, so he lost time. He might be behind because of the virus. How do we know if he had kept playing him? Or you give him a couple days, in a week he wouldn't be hitting. He literally had the virus, and now you give the guy, like, no time, and then he's just...
They might not like his defense at second base. I mean, that tells me that he didn't exactly dazzle them defensively at that position.
He did butcher some things. And also, any play that he has to die for, there's absolutely zero chance that he gets close to it. He doesn't make any of those athletic plays.
Yeah.
I bet you Segura would be better defensively, unfortunately, than him, even though I hate Segura. He probably will be better defensively.
All right, so Bum's going to be everyday third baseman, and it's a matter of time before Rhys Hoskins gets back in the lineup, I guess. So it'll be Bum, Gregorius, Segura, and Hoskins. And that's the way it's going to be. And Jetpacks is going to have to bleed for at-bats. 610-632-0975. Carl in Mount Airy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Carl.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Carl?
All right. We had this conversation months ago about Ben. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you think Ben has improved since he's been on the Sixers?
Yes.
In what way?
He is a better defensive player. He is a better passer. He can get to the basket a lot more easily. Yes, he has improved.
No, well, when we got him, we knew he could pass and we can handle the ball. I think a lot of people, you know, are going by, he's 6'10", can handle the ball. Yes, he's a talent. But first of all, to be putting him up there with Devin Booker and them guys, he's not even in the rim right now.
I didn't put him in there with Devin Booker. In fact, I said they wouldn't trade him. They wouldn't trade their Devin Booker for him.
No, they wouldn't. It'd be crazy to do that.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not putting him in that category.
Right. We paying Ben for his videos that he sent us every summer. If you watch the games, he doesn't. Now they put him at the four. Anytime a coach has to come to the media and say he wants Ben to shoot more threes, that means the coach has lost touch with the player. Okay, it didn't happen. Okay, Ben didn't shoot no more threes. Now he moved Ben to the four. He comes out and says Ben's going to shoot more. He's been doing that in practice, been looking real good. But that's totally different from when you're in the game. When he gets in the game, he tightens up because he's worrying about his percentages. He's worrying about how many times he shoot the ball, how many times he miss. So when he gets in it, when he thinks like that, it's not good because that means he's not confident.
I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. I'm just saying I'm not ready to give up on it.
Well, I think we need to.
Here's the reason: you're not going to get Booker. So make a trade for me and make your team better by giving up a talent like that. Give me who you're going to make it better.
I know. First of all, you never get equal value. I'm not saying.
Well, that's why I'm not getting rid of him. Why would I not take it? He's 23 years old. Why would I not take equal value?
The age doesn't mean it's not working. It's not working. You're sitting there, you're hoping that he'll turn around. He's not going to do it.
It's not going to happen, Mike. You don't know that, and I don't know it. So, therefore, I'm keeping it for the possibility that it will. You're ready to cut because you're angry, and you want to react emotionally.
I'm not, Mike. It's 3 years, so it's not emotionally. I'm not angry. I'm just saying I see in the long run this is not going to work.
Give me what's going to work if you trade him.
When we picked up Seibel for what? When we drafted Seibel, because he had high energy, very good defensive player. This guy will shoot the ball. Ben won't shoot the ball. Ben don't even want the ball at the last shot. Ben don't even, if you look at the game, Mike, he doesn't even pop out.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Carl. The difference we have is that I am not willing to let it go.
Well that's
you. You are. You've come to a conclusion. I haven't. I think it's foolish to come to a conclusion to jettison a guy that has this kind of talent. But
I tell you what we're doing. You remember we had Iguodala, and we said Iguodala was this guy.
Iguodala.
When we got rid of Iverson, he's not that type of player. So what he is, he's a complimentary player. That's what Ben is.
Ben is not a complimentary player. Ben's a dynamic player. All right. There's a difference between complimentary player. Mike Scott's a complimentary player. Come on.
Right. Richardson's a complimentary player.
Richardson's a complimentary player.
Come on. This is what we do, though.
Iguodala, though. I don't know what the comparison of Iguodala was. So,
I guess he's talking about what he did out there in Golden State. The difference, of course, being that he was the fifth option. He was the first option here.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ben Simmons, if you put him on the Warriors next year and you had Clay and Curry, Ben would be fantastic because he'd never have to shoot. Yeah.
The conclusion that people are making, and I respect it because I don't disagree with it, but your conclusion is not my conclusion. Your conclusion is he's not going to shoot. I'm not willing to go there. Next year, I don't think he's going to shoot either, but it might be a little more shooting. 2022 is the year where if I don't see it, it's not going to happen. All right? And you can say, well, how could you see it now? 3 years, been 3 years. I can't argue against that. I just go by feel. And because of what he does that's so dynamic that no other player in the league does, I can't easily just discard that. And now, 2 years down the road, you might be right. And you might call me and say, you know what, Mike? When I tried to convince you in 2020, I was right. And I will say, yes, you were. But we're not in 2022 yet.
Yeah.
Mason in South Jersey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mason.
The urgency I just heard in that man's voice, I feel like I've been hearing for the last 3 years. And that's why we keep making all these changes to this team. Like you said, Ben is incredibly dynamic. Now, I'm going to give you a little information, and then I'm going to give you a trade suggestion. So there's this team psychology study, and it focuses on baseball. But it basically says that two players playing out of position but that are teammates perform better than two players who aren't teammates playing in their position. Team chemistry is so important, especially more in basketball where there's so many more moving parts, and even more especially with someone who's incredibly dynamic like Ben Simmons is.
Yeah, so what is your point here? What's the end
point? My point is that Ben is the gem. It's clear. You see it.
Uh-huh.
But he needs players around him. He needs to know where those players around him are going to be. There's no chemistry. Every time there's a hiccup with this team, They're training people. They're moving people. They're signing people.
Yeah, it's deeper than that. He's got to shoot the ball. I mean, really, we can't pity patter around it here.
If he doesn't shoot the ball, he's going to be a million times more successful if you give him time to actually mesh with his team. There's scientific data that shows
he's got to score 25 a game to maximize his potential.
That's not true.
He's not going to do it without shooting the basketball. He's not going to score 25 a game.
You see how he likes to play. And he plays off his teammates.
You're making excuses for him now.
I'm not making excuses. Ben can be a lot better. But when we look at something wrong with the team and we want to immediately change it, these players have not played together at all. There's no team chemistry. You see a team like Toronto. Would you rather have Toronto's talent or our talent? But they have 51 wins. That's a team that's come together.
Yeah,
you need to trade Embiid. Embiid, I don't care how much talent the guy has. He's smiling at the camera, walking around hurt. He's a bad energy for this team. He's about himself and not the team, and that is part of the reason. Not to mention the fact that he's a lumbering. He's so clumsy looking. He's gonna hurt himself eventually.
You go too far. He's a dominant player at that position, like no other person in the league. So there are people that do have that opinion about Embiid. Man, that's fine. You can whatever your opinion is. Here's what I'm telling you: that these two players with a different mindset, maybe a different coach, a different outlook, will get a better judgment on it next year. But you don't trade either one of them. And these reports that come out say, well, they're thinking of breaking it up. It's nonsense. They're not thinking of breaking it up. This is 2 years away from being broken up. All right? You'd rather hold on to a core and hope that it develops because you see what it can develop into. Or you become like some bratty, disappointed foof who has to make a statement by cutting off your nose to spite your face. And if you want to do that, you're going to make it worse.
And you can solve a lot of the problems. When Ben shoots, whenever that is, it solves the problems. Because people say, oh, well, they don't fit. The reason they say they don't fit is because Ben needs to get close to the rim all the time because he won't shoot. The moment he shoots, then he doesn't need to be around the rim all the time, and then he fits.
Is it possible that he will never shoot a basketball? It would be the most astounding thing that I've ever seen in the history of sport. That a guy with this athletic ability would wind up not shooting at all in an NBA uniform. That would be astounding to me. And you say, well, why do you see it now? 3 years. Yeah, I know. And it's hard. It's hard, but I can't see it for 5 years. I just can't see it. 610-632-0975. Mike Misnelli Show. Coming down the home stretch. We got sound off coming our way, but room for your call after this.
The Mike Misnelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, it's time for our final Twitter poll numbers. And the Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you need a new mower, zero turn, other outdoor power equipment, Paul B. Moyer and Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or give them a call. They have safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. Tyler Zulli doing yeoman's work today in the place of Nat, who is off today. Tyler.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you having me today. The Flyers had some struggles with the Canadiens in Game 1 last night. Are you nervous at all about the series? 630 votes, 84% say nope, they still won the game. Just 16% say yes, they looked a little bit shaky.
All right. Man, Fly fans either were overly confident today or, as Tyron suggested, maybe a little scared because we didn't really have an overwhelming Flyer presence today. But, you know, it's first game, we'll see. When we get to the meaningful series, as they start to think about Cup, I think Flyers fans will go nuts.
We'll see.
All right, by the way, we had some good food today, courtesy of the great folks of Dietz and Watson. And for the best hoagies in the Philadelphia area, you have to visit a real Philly deli who make their sandwiches with the best premium Dietz and Watson meats and cheeses like Bria and Latella's Italian American Kitchen in Havertown, PA. For information about catering, takeout, or more Real Philly Delis near you, visit realphillydeli.com. All right, let's go get some calls in here. Rob on a cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Rob.
Hey, when I hear
First, I'm going to defend Embiid without being an Embiid versus Simmons. I don't care. The best compliment to Embiid, just like Kyle Lowry, is that when it was 5-on-5 in the fourth quarter of that All-Star game, the greatest basketball we will ever see, you can tell who is respected in the league by who is in that 5-on-5 with no substitution. So you understand how even good a Kemba Walker is, besides obviously the LeBron ADs. So they didn't invite Simmons out for that fourth quarter of the All-Star game. But Embiid, with his ability to shoot clutch free throws, and I know all his problems, and I'm not the biggest fan, but he's a lot more valuable in this sense right now to this team winning than Simmons by league standards.
All right, so if you had to trade one, you're trading Simmons. See, I'm not trading either.
I wouldn't trade either. But
I'm
now,
trying to make it work here.
Here's something that's undefensible. When you talk about Simmons as a dynamic player, when the process, did it work besides injuries? If you can, defend the road record this year.
No, I can't.
Defend that for me.
I can't.
What is it? Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate
it. It's people not coming up big on the road. You can blame the coach all you want. It's players that want the moment, and they didn't want the
New
moment.
New York Knick-like. It's a New York Knicks road record.
It's ridiculous. Now, a lot of those bench players shrunk on the road.
Sure. Explain the Zaire Smith draft.
The only thing I can explain is that they thought, I think Popovich may have fleeced him. Because at the time, there was talk about the Kawhi, they wanted to move Kawhi, and I think the Sixers were trying to come up with as much as they could to entice San Antonio. And I think the San Antonio organization liked Zaire Smith. Now, I can't prove that, but I think that that was part of it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And one last, I'll leave you with this because I love your show. Love both you guys. I'm Pensacola proud because of you, Ty. But tell me about this. What is the inability on the Sixers to have a small forward since Dr. J? We can go from the Paul Pierce to blah, 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 up to the Jason Tatum. Why? Why can't we have a 6'7 guy that could run, spread the floor, and shoot? Why?
Well, the Tatum thing was, you know, they went Markelle Fultz. So they thought they needed a guard. No, I got you.
You got the Jimmy.
I guess that Mikal Bridges was the closest thing that may have turned into that.
Yeah, but okay, guys.
Yeah, they Iguodala.
Yeah, I love Iguodala. He's not with the Sixers, he wasn't a scorer, but I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't
keep
love
it going.
I didn't love him at all. The word love would never come to my mind when it comes to Iguodala.
Now, me neither. But it's not like he was a complete stiff.
No, he was okay. Okay player. He was an okay player. He thought he was a star.
Yes.
And we constantly think he was a three-point shooter, which always befuddled me. Like, he actually had no qualms about the fact that he couldn't shoot the three, really.
No.
Now, he actually thought he was a good three-point.
I know you're about to go back to the phones, Mike. But I mentioned earlier that we had some Iverson sound.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh, yes. Iverson with Fat Joe.
Yes. Now, Fat Joe asked him why he never tried to join a super team.
Okay. And here's what AI had to say about that.
I mean, I look at, like how all these dudes, like, switching up teams and shit like that. Man, to each his own. Because I love these little young guys, man. You know what I mean? But I could never imagine, like, playing with Shaq or playing with Kobe. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't, like, I would feel like it'd be too easy for me. You know what I mean? And I always felt like I'm playing with four other pros, man. So that is a super team.
I love him. Yeah, it would have been too easy. You would have liked it, I think. But here's the reason, I think, Al. Let me just throw this in there. I'm not so sure you could play with other star players. I think you missed that point, maybe. Because you had to be AI. And you could be AI, sharing the ball with LeBron and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade.
Or Kobe. Could you imagine AI and Kobe? Kobe's better. So who's going to be getting... The coach is going to say, get the ball to Kobe. You think AI is going to be cool with passing the ball to Kobe?
Come on, Al.
Trip after trip.
Come on, now. I know you like your little dudes, but come on.
If he got out there with the Lakers and it was Shaq, Kobe, and AI in the Fisher role, I mean, there would be some nights where AI would cook before. A lot of times they throw it to Shaq. Throw it to Kobe in the triangle. You go cut and stand in the corner.
Yeah, I played with four other pros that didn't want the ball at all, which gave me the ball 89% of the time.
And in college.
They're the four pros I like to play with.
Playing with the junkyard dog in college. Hey, I never played with a guy that could play until he played with Melo. All those Georgetown guys that made Othello Harrington, none of those guys could play. None of them could shoot.
Oh, I love them. Jeremy and Sickler, really, are 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeremy.
Hey, Mike, man, it's been a long time since COVID-19. I have not spoken with you, but I listen to you and see you on the television.
Oh, I appreciate that, Jeremy.
You guys are fabulous. You got your crew is fantastic. I just want to say I'm grateful that I can listen to you and your crew.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that, Jeremy.
No problem, man. No problem, brother. Look, it's just about Ben Simmons. You know, people continue to say that, you know, they should kind of maybe trade him and stuff like that. It is a very serious mistake people are making. Mm-hmm. Ben is so talented. Forget about, you know, I mean, even on the, if you went to war, for instance, if not every military that is trained to shoot, shoots well. But there are other skills they have. There are other techniques they have.
Mm-hmm.
So when you combine all of these techniques and skills, uh-huh, then it become a good team.
Yes.
I think Ben is fantastic. He's one of the best, believe me or not, in the league. I played basketball back in Liberia, you know, when uh-huh I was in high school and college. I wish Ben was born at that time in Liberia to play on my team. We would have one of the best teams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it is a mistake. Ben is good. He's dynamic. No one should even think about trading Ben. At least, like you said, Mark, I agree with you 100%. Let's give Ben the next 2 years and see what he does. And let's start pressurizing this board. Because when we continue to talk about him, his negatives and stuff like that, sometimes it affects player.
Yeah.
When you get on the field of play, it affects you because you're wondering, who's thinking? Who's saying this about me right now? Let us just say, Ben, with trust, you can be good, and he will be good. Lastly, Mike, you know, I thank God that my son, you know, he's doing well in Atlanta with the Falcons. I think you know that.
Yes.
Matt Gono, they are training. I was just watching his training session today. You know.
Yeah, I remember talking to you a long time ago, Jeremy, about Liberia.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you remember, man.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a college classmate who was from Liberia.
That is correct. He survived the coup in Liberia.
He survived the coup.
Yes.
I survived the civil war that brought me to the United States of America 14 years ago. So Matt was 1 year old when I brought him to America. Now he's on the NFL and he's doing very
well. That's fantastic. That is such a great story, Jeremy.
Yes. So look, brother, I miss you. I miss you a lot. If I don't talk to you, Valley, wow, I got to talk to Mike.
Yeah, you got
to
call more often. I love you, Jeremy.
I will. I will do, Mike. And your crew, believe me, my boy, he's fantastic. I listened to him. I think night before the last, they were like the post Sixers game. I enjoy him. I enjoy the lady, the girl. Man, she is fantastic.
You watch Tyronn on Sixers Outsider. Uh huh.
With his
partner. That's awesome.
Oh my God, they are fabulous. Darren, you are one of the best in the business, brother. I have to take you and Mike to Liberia.
You know, that show's nominated for an Emmy. That's an Emmy Award nominated show now, you know. Sixers
really?
Outside. That's correct.
Okay. Okay, man, they are so good. So, Mike, I got to continue to pray for my son. I mean, he's a left tackle, and I got to continue to pray for him, pray with me, you know, so that maybe he can be one of the best in the business, Mike. So I just want to call you, brother, and tell you about Ben. He's fantastic. People should start confusing themselves. He's one of the best in the business. As far as I know, Ben is going to remain on this team until this team can show up big in the not-too-distant future. So I just want to say thank you for taking my call, and I'm going to call more often.
All right, buddy. I love hearing from you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
man.
Thank you very much.
I'll take care. He's a sweet man.
He is.
That guy. I haven't heard from him in a really long time.
Yeah, I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds
cool. Yeah, so his son is playing for the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Falcons.
Falcons, I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So in the NHL, just final, the Blue, I don't know how they did it. Blue Jackets come back and win game two against the Lightning.
Is that right?
3-1.
Oh my God, they're going to stress that Lightning team out.
Right. So
more. Max.
And now just, I don't care how you win, Flyers, just win and get the rest because these other top teams looks like they might go some distance.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I thought that was going to break that team. They're not as talented. You're playing against the Lightning. You lose in five overtimes. I thought that would break the Jackets. They come back strong.
It's the NHL, brother.
These guys play hard all the time.
It's unbelievable. It's the NHL. All right. Coming up, we've got a sound off as we wrap it up this week. Off tomorrow, Anthony will be extended right into the Flyer pregame show. The Mike Missinelli Show, back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Yes, we're wrapping up a short week for us. Not beyond tomorrow. Anthony will take you into pregame Flyer stuff. So the Sound Off today is an accumulation of Sound Off calls we've had all weekend today. 610-771-9705 is the number to get in. Let's see what we have on Sound Off today.
I can't believe you wouldn't even think about trading Simmons only for Devin Booker or, Doncic. There's a lot of other guys that would trade, but how could you turn down the if the Kings offered Hield and Fox? I'd do that in a heartbeat.
I told you I would take the weekend to think about it. So, like tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, by Monday, I'll have an answer. I got to digest it.
If anybody planning on going to any type of parade this year, you better watch the Flyers. And wear your mask, because ain't nothing else happening.
Yeah, well, listen, if the Flyers happen, then we won't care about anything else happening, because we can't be greedy and have two a year. All right, we'll take one championship, and we'll forget about it. It's been an also-ran season for the other teams.
Mike, I want to know, at what point can we start calling out Matt Klentak? Because this isn't Girardi's fault. He's been given this slop. Bryce Harper signed to come here knowing we were going to win, and Klentak is refusing to spend money and go out and get guys.
At what point? Well, you don't think the Heat's been on him? The Heat's been on him consistently.
Yeah.
Now the other thing is, like, he won't spend money. It's not him making a decision. It's Mr. Owner saying you can't spend this kind of money. I guess the owners figured we spent enough.
Well, in the owner's defense, they do have a top five payroll.
Yeah.
You should have a couple guys in the bullpen that can pitch if you have a good GM when you spend that much money.
Correct. And with that top five payroll, like he's saying, that's where I draw the line, man. You got to use your eyeballs now to find diamonds in the rough.
The pregame show for the Flyers just showed Ed Boxcar Hospital starting that fight before the game in Montreal 33 years ago. Just for your information, Ed Boxcar Hospital was born in Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I thought he was American born. Yes, and I got the years confused. That was before the Prop Chelios thing, I think.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I think I screwed up. I had a couple years off there. I talked about it yesterday.
The Phillies were 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position last night. You could talk about their bullpen. You could talk about their starting pitchers, their manager last year. But the bottom line, it has been the issue for the last couple of years. They do not hit with men in scoring position.
Yeah, that's been a problem. They have scored some runs, but you're right. They have not hit in scoring position. But still, you got to get the other team out. I mean, if you got six guys at 10 ERA in a bullpen, you're not going to win many games. By the way, one other thing I call myself out on. I made a really terrible mistake on that stuck in the middle with you. That wasn't squeeze.
Who sings that?
That was Steeler's Wheel.
Oh.
Yeah, I messed that up. Steeler's Wheel, so I apologize. Nobody caught that. I caught it myself last night. I go, wait a minute, that's not squeeze. I figured like Twitter would hammer me.
I guess they...
There you go. It's the happiest day of my life. The Phillies are finally doing it. They're retiring number 15. Sorry, Andrew Knapp. Ricky Allen. Don't call me Ricky Allen. The greatest Philly ever.
Yeah, he wasn't the greatest Philly ever, but he was a great Philly. So that's deserved. So I wonder why it took him so long.
There was I think it's to open up for Utley Howard and Rob.
Oh, that's what it is?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because once you let him in and he's not in the Hall of Fame, you can do something with those three guys. And I think they know that they don't have a lot of goodwill around this city right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when the fans come back, you can get them to come back for those nights.
Well, hopefully. All right.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, Reddick was only in it for the money. Maybe he was only in it for the money when the Sixers couldn't come up with the kind of money that he wanted.
Well, listen, he fleeced him for $22 million, for crying out loud. And then he fleeced him again, like, oh, to New Orleans. Like, he didn't have enough money in his bag, as he says? You know, he could have stayed here if he really wanted to be part of this team.
Once again, against Toronto's rookie coach, first game he has ever coached, Brett Brown squanders a lead in a nothing game. I mean, his philosophy is just flawed.
Come on, man. You can't even look at that game. That game has no bearing on anything. You can't even come on, blame Brett for that.
Maybe the Sixers and the Phillies can watch the Flyers. And maybe the Flyers can teach them how to hold on to leads and not blow big leads like the Sixers did tonight. It's pathetic that them two teams can't live up to what the Flyers are doing right now.
Wow, I guess that game meant a lot more to people than I thought. It didn't mean a thing to me.
Or to them.
Or to them is right. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are you looking
for? Because I don't like
them. Then break. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All righty, that was sound off, yes. So tomorrow, the Cuz will sit in for 45 minutes of the show, and then we'll get the Flyers hockey. The Fanatic Deal of the Week, how about this? $50 gift card, Philly Pretzel Factory for only $25. Satisfy your salty craving today. Get 50% off at the Philly Pretzel Factory. Available now at 975thefanatic.com. The keyword is deal. Stay tuned because the Cuz is on the prowl. Cuz Corner from Parks Casino and then Devon Gibbons. Have a great night, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.